The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. A while back, I was having a conversation with someone who was an engineer, and because he was an engineer, he just wanted to have everything figured out. And when he was thinking about heaven, he was having a hard time figuring it out in his mind. And he's talking about me, "I'm just trying to construct how this whole heaven thing works." And he's using earthly language to try to describe something that's heavenly, that's beyond his imagining. And finally, it got to the point where I said, "You really need to expand your concept of what heaven is. So it's greater than things of this earth. It's greater than things you've experienced. We have to have a certain sort of openness to something being greater than we can imagine." And I don't know if it worked for him or not, because he was still, you know, trying to figure all this stuff out. But it's kind of the nature of what we believe as Christians, that it's greater than we have ever experienced. It's greater than we can even imagine. And there's a certain point that we can get to where maybe we can frame in where this leads, but we can never fully grasp the greatness of what we're thinking or praying about. The very nature of God being infinite is something that we can't imagine, because we don't know what infinite's like. When we're thinking about things that are beyond space and time, well, we don't live in that kind of world, and so we have a hard time imagining what it's like to be in a space that's beyond space and time. And even the language we use doesn't really work to describe these things. Nevertheless, St. Paul, here he is in prison, and he has the time to contemplate these things. But not only that, because he had these mystical experiences, he has seen a glimpse of the greatness of God and the greatness of heaven, and he experienced the presence of Jesus, the risen Lord, when he was on that road to Damascus, plus his prayer. And so now he's trying to explain to others the greatness of this mystery of God that we talk about. And keep in mind, when we use that word mystery, you may have heard it used quite a bit, you know, like the mystery of this, the mystery of salvation, the mystery. And that word doesn't mean mystery like something that is unknown. It means something that can never be fully exhausted, something that's so profound you can never fully comprehend it. It's that understanding of the word that we mean when we say mystery in the theological sense. And so as St. Paul is talking about that in Ephesians here, you can hear the language he's using. He's talking about the breadth and the depth and the height and the unsurpassed and the unimaginable, and he's using these words because he realizes that no matter what words he uses, that it can't fully grasp or explain what he's trying to get across. And it must be a frustrating thing for him, but he finally just leaves it. It says, "Beyond our imagining." You know, well, that's a good way to think about what we do. We want to be open to the fullness of the understanding of God and not get trapped in this idea that God has to fit in our little minds or our concept of what the world could be. There's a certain openness we have to the greatness of God being revealed to us, whether it happens here in some mystical experience, or whether it happens at the point of our death, or even at the second coming, that we're just kind of open to whatever God wants to reveal, even if we don't fully understand it. It's a different way of thinking and living than we're used to as well, and so that might be a difficult thing. I remember a while back, there was a preacher who was talking about heaven, and he goes, "Well, when we're in heaven, we're all going to have our jobs, and we're all going to have, you know, the food which will be provided. And he's kind of talking about everything as if we're living here on earth, you know. And I was like, well, that's kind of, it's like, I don't want that kind of heaven. You know, I want God's heaven, you know, the heaven that really just is beyond our imagining. And I kind of like that language, because it means that no matter how much we think we have things figured out, God has a greater surprise for us in store. And it's a nice way to understand, especially as if we have little difficulties, or if we're having frustrations, that we know that in the end, you know, God has a plan that's greater than anything we could imagine. It's a blessing beyond anything we could even think of. And this is the God that we love and serve.